Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show, relevant conversations for business owners of today.
Your eyes and your vision are under attack. Damaging blue light from the sun, your phone, your computer, your tablet, even light bulbs and car headlights is constantly bombarding you. The good news is our eyes actually already have a line of defense to counter the effects of blue light. This defense is made up of three pigments called carotenoids. MacuHealth with Micromycel, the only supplement with the exclusive patent on all three macular carotenoids and Micromycel technology.
Hi, everyone. I'm here with Dr. Nicole Stringham, and I'm really excited about this conversation we're going to have because you are a researcher and you are amazing. I was going to say fabulous, amazing. We can't put them both together as one word, but I love what you do because without you, I wouldn't have anything to say to my patients. I wouldn't have anything to do that would make an impact on them and change their life. So really, I look good because of you, Nicole. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So tell everybody a little bit about you. Like, how did this all get started for you? Your background, what you've done, and then we're going to jump into what have you most recently done that you're extremely excited about?
Yeah, so I am a neuroscientist by training. I kind of came into the world of dietary carotenoids, macular carotenoids, and fell in love with the crossover between nutrition and what we do in our daily lives and how that affects our physiology. And so during graduate school, I ran a clinical trial and measured the effects of dietary carotenoids on inflammation specifically.
Wow.
And in the context of neural inflammation. So the healthier the environment of our brain, the more it can make connections. And really that's what we're doing when we're learning, and that's what we're doing. We want to keep those connections over time. We don't want them to, you know, shrivel away and so that we forget things. So,
yeah, we should probably give people some basics. What are carotenoids?
Ah, right. dietary carotenoids in green leafy vegetables. So if your mom ever told you to eat your vegetables, that's she was right. I tell my kids to eat vegetables and they say, oh no, not again. But yes, that's, carotenoids are what protect plants from the sun, and we eat them and we get the same kind of protection from, not necessarily the sun from the inside, but it does protect us from any kind of insult.
So what did you find in that original research?
Yeah, so found that we decreased inflammation overall. It was kind of a cursory investigation into inflammatory cytokines. And also we saw an increase in BDNF, so brain-derived neurotrophic factor.
Oh.
The more BDNF you have in your system, the more those neurons can actually make connections. They're promoted to make connections. Decrease inflammation, promote the connections. It's the same sort of thing that it's doing in the retina. It does it in the brain as well.
Wow. So what if a person can't get enough of green leafy vegetables on their plate?
Well, that's the problem, is that we never actually get enough.
Okay.
Even if you think you have a pretty good diet, evolutionarily, we were kind of meant to eat a lot of vegetables. Even hunter-gatherer societies, you eat a lot of vegetables, and we eat vegetables, but it's like one or two servings a day.
French fries don't count.
Well, I wish they did. we're talking along the lines of, five or six bowls of spinach. I'm not sitting down and eating five or six bowls of spinach in a day.
Right.
But that's kind of what our body expects, yep, to be able to take care of anything that we're doing to it.
So that's why you then moved into the whole area of supplements,
mm-hmm,
because it was quite clear early on we weren't going to get enough naturally.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
And so what you can't get through your diet, it's smart to add it. It's not going to hurt you.
So you're telling me that carotenoids don't just make me see better, which is what Grandma also said.
Right.
But they make me think better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, wow.
They make you think better, less inflammation. You're probably going to heal a little faster.
I might have a better attitude.
Well, I don't know.
We can hope. All right. So let's fast forward. You started out by looking at inflammatory markers. You looked at how the brain is going to act and do things different based on that. What else have you worked on? And then bring us full circle to where you are today, because you look like this just started happening like 5 years ago, but you've been doing this a couple more than that?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yes.
Okay.
So after that initial research, I went to Duke Medical School and I taught the first year medical students. And that's kind of where I was able to really learn about and teach what changes we can make in our physiology and kind of lay down a foundation of health. Wow. And, you know, medical doctors, they don't get a whole lot of training in supplementation or nutrition, or you know, they get a little bit. So it was really kind of interesting for me to see what the research I had done, but in the context of medicine. How these future doctors are going to use that information in medicine. Because as I'm sure you know, the important part is getting the research out to patients so that it's able to be used.
So do you think they're using it?
I really hope so. At least the students that I saw that came through the program in that time, I think that there was enough exposure. But I don't think that there's enough overall. And I think that a lot of Western medicine were, you know, trained to kind of fix the problem after it happens, after things are broken.
Right.
And this is more of a preventative approach.
Yeah, that's perfect. We are grateful to have Ocusoft as a sponsor of our show. Since 1986, Ocusoft has served the community with a unique selection of proprietary brands, from dry eye care and protection with Retain line of artificial tears to eyelid hygiene with Ocusoft lid scrub eyelid cleansers essential for maintaining healthy eyes. Zoria Skincare from Ocusoft offers revolutionary products for people with sensitive skin and eyes. Thank you to Ocusoft for being the number one doctor-recommended brand of eyelid cleansers and providing patients and doctors with products and supplies to continue to keep our eyes healthy.
What about research today? First of all, has research, the way you do research, is it different today than maybe when you began this process? And if so, tell us a little bit about that. And how do we know a good paper or good research when we see it? Is there bad research?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there is. And you really are reliant on the integrity of a scientist. And, you know, funding is always an issue. And so you have to be sure that the scientists that you're trusting are, you know, on the up and up. And really, there's no really fail-safe way to know. But there are definitely ways to, you know, talk to a scientist and really get down to why. Why are you doing what you do? How is it impacting this? Yeah. And a really good scientist will be able to entertain other opinions, other viewpoints, and be able to tell you why we're doing it this way instead of another way, rather than just here's the information. And really provide the information to the person, the patient, so that they can make their own decision.
That's good. And that's what I was going to say next. How do you, what type of a paper, when you look at research, and how do I say this and not make it sound different and weird? I think a lot has changed since COVID amongst doctors and patients, but patients want to do some of their own research, if not a lot of their own research.
Yeah.
So how do they know when they find something and they're reading it? Now it's not a conversation with a person, it's reading something. How do they know they're reading good stuff? Is just that thing somebody posted on social media going to be the thing they need to pay attention to?
No. I think the way that you tell is that if you're able to have the entire story, that all That's perspectives good. Are being laid out, all of the research is being presented,
That's good.
And it's telling its own story. And, you know, and if you go and look up things that you have questions about, it all should come back around to the same, be telling you the same thing, not anything that's contradictory.
Okay. So let's take it now to something you've done recently. Mm-hmm. And if you're allowed, even if it's not out yet, could you talk to us about?
Yeah.
Or is that not allowed?
Yeah, no,
okay,
it is.
Go ahead.
It is. It's been accepted. It's all allowed. But it's really in the same vein as the inflammation work that I did before, but really kind of expanding upon that and looking at it from a systemic point of view. So, you know, we eat the carotenoids, whether it's a supplement, whether it's in your diet, absorb them, and we think about them in the context of getting it to the getting it to your eyes and your brain. And that's important, but that's the end target tissue.
Right.
But along the way, it's doing its job. As it gets absorbed into your blood, it's doing its job. And so these carotenoids are really good antioxidants. They take care of free radicals, and free radicals are made from all kinds of processes that are normal. You know, we make blood cells, there are free radicals. You metabolize sugar, there are free radicals. And so when you have the carotenoids there ahead of time, they're able to take care of those free radicals before they can damage any tissue. So they're doing that all along the way. Ooh. And specifically, we found that we saw a decrease in inflammatory markers and also a decrease in oxidized LDL. So you've heard about cholesterol. We think about good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. The bad one usually is LDL, low-density lipoprotein. And the first step in that low-density lipoprotein getting deposited into our arteries, our vessels, and creating plaques or hardening of the arteries is oxidation. And so if we saw that we could actually decrease the amount of oxidation with the carotenoids. And presumably, I mean, it's part of the process, but presumably by decreasing the oxidation, you're going to kind of slow or even stop that process of the bad cholesterol getting deposited into the arteries.
So tell me what that means in a for a patient. If a patient then has juice in the morning,
mm-hmm.
They juice carrots and tell me what else, spinach.
Spinach. You want spinach, kale, the leafy greens. Those are the ones that are full of lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin. Those are those dietary macular carotenoids that we've been talking about. Most of them are going to come from the green leafies. I always like to put things in a smoothie because it sits in your gut a little bit longer and it you actually absorb more. Rather than juice, but
I want to know
if you
want
a juice.
No, I want you to tell me. So tell me what that smoothie is.
Oh, yeah. Usually a lot of spinach and then, you know, banana, cover it up with berries and a little bit of milk and you're good. But
wow,
a lot of spinach.
Love it.
You can mask spinach with anything.
So would a person, and I'm not asking about, I'm saying now take your research and move it into what we can do at home. So if a person did that, one in the morning, 8 ounces, 16 ounces. What do you think is good?
Well, I mean, it's really just the amount of the green leafies that you're putting in there. You probably want 3 or 4 cups at least a day. And if that feels overwhelming, then, you know, there are supplementation options.
Yep.
I do both.
Together? So would you take your supplement with your juice or with your smoothie?
Or
at a separate time?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. So for all those people out there who have high cholesterol, we're not promising you anything, but this is a good place to start.
It is a great place to start.
And it's good for your eyes too.
It is.
And your brain.
Yes.
And what else? What else can they say that this can benefit?
Eyes, brain, any neural tissue. And really, I mean, you're going to have the same effect on muscle, any sort of inflammation that's going on there.
Wow.
I've even read some reports that it is helping with joint inflammation, so...
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, you guys can't see her full body on a screen, but she is in great shape. So else do you do? Anything else you would suggest, Nicole? And it can be based on your research or somebody else's. Do you walk every day? What else do you do to stay healthy?
Yeah. I have a dog that needs walked, but I do. I dance and I stay active.
Yeah, that's important.
That well-rounded approach.
I love it. So final question for you. And this one just, it keeps me awake at night. I don't know if it does you or not. I'm not the researcher, but I still feel like there is something lacking that in my knowledge, like there's got to be stuff out there that I don't have access to that you do. So how do people like you and me connect the dots faster and get the research to the patient faster? Any tips or tricks? Maybe it's just listening to podcasts like this, but what else?
I think that that's a great way. I mean, just sitting down with, you know, me sitting down with a clinician or a clinician sitting down with a researcher and really having a conversation, because as you mentioned, it takes a long time for science to make it to publication, to make it to even after it's published, to make it into the clinic. And unfortunately, it's too much time. So I think that building bridges and having conversations is the way to go.
in the old days, people would also look at science and research, and we all know the horror stories of them not accepting it as real. Mm-hmm. Does that happen much anymore?
You know, surprisingly, yes. I was told the other day that, you know, research is, you can find whatever you want, and it's
wow.
Not real, and like, oh, okay, well, I work hard as a scientist to make it real and to be sure that I'm telling the truth and asking the right questions. And I think that most scientists are. It's just, you know, it's a little bit of a disconnect sometimes, and you sometimes aren't super willing to accept something you don't completely understand.
Right.
And so the more you understand it, the more I think it will make a difference.
Yeah, we just have to continue to ask questions. And thank you for doing the research for us, because it's important. What's next? What do you want to see happen? I mean, at some point you're going to retire, even though, again, you look like you've only been doing this for a couple of years.
Well, thank you.
But you have things I'm sure you want to make happen before that day. What else? What are you thinking
of? I really think that this is kind of the beginning of the work on inflammation, and it's has bigger implications, like especially in the neuro field. Alzheimer's disease is such a devastating disease, and I think that it's multifactorial. But I would like to contribute to that in some way, the research behind that.
I know you will. I look forward to the time we get together and really find out more. But thank you for this, because I think for all of our listeners, not only do we want to know what we can do better for ourselves, but for our patients, and what you do really brings that to us. So, Nicole, thank you for doing this.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.